Johnny Hockey. He is Johnny Gaudreau. How are you? How's your summer?
It's going good. I had a pretty good summer so far. Went back to school there, finished one of my classes, and now taking an online one at home here. So it's been a good summer so far.
That was obviously something that was a little important to you. Like you make the pros and you make millions of dollars and it doesn't stop you from going back to school. Like we saw here in this city, Marcus Stroman, who pitches for the Blue Jays, that was a big thing. Him going back to Duke and getting his degree. Obviously this was something pretty big to you and your family.
Yeah, it's extremely important. You know, going to college rather than major junior, I thought is the best option for me and my family's, thinks school and getting an education is extremely important, and I went there for 3 years, and I'm so close. I'm about two more courses away, so it's going to be nice to have that degree up on my wall there at the end of this summer, closer towards the end of next year.
Johnny Gaudreau, our guest on the Andrew Walker Show, in town for the Gatorade G Camp. Now you're going to be playing for Team North America coming up here in Toronto in September. You've played internationally before, so this is not necessarily new. Two things are the time of year it is. Is your body going to be fully prepared for playing big time hockey in September? And also the second part is the guys you're going to be playing with are kind of different.
Yeah, I think it's definitely going to be a little bit different of a summer for a lot of the players. You know, training, they're going to have to get on the ice. We are going to have to get on the ice a little bit earlier, and work out might stop a little bit earlier, and you might tend to be on the ice a lot more. But for me, always in my summers, I'm always on the ice a lot and always skating. And my dad's got a rink down in South Jersey, so I'm always on the ice there. But I'm excited about it too. It's gonna be a lot of fun. We have a quick young team and a lot of speed up front there, and it's gonna be an interesting format.
So lots to get to with you, but before we do that, people in Calgary are freaking out. You need a new deal, man. When's it coming? It's just me and you. You can tell me.
Yeah. Hopefully it's going to come pretty soon here. A lot of talks between my agent, and Calgary, and, my agent does an extremely good job with handling it. And, I said it before, I'm not the biggest guy. I don't really like to be involved in that kind of stuff, so I kind of just let him do all the work, and whether it's time for me to sign or not, that's his call. So hopefully me and Sean get done here pretty soon.
Mm-hmm. So you and Sean Monahan both, but I would guess that maybe your input is just get this done as soon as possible. Like if it's hanging over your head, you just don't want that.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, all summer it's something I don't really worry about too much. I mean, when it gets done, it gets done. So, I let my agent do all the work there. He does an extremely good job, Lewis Gross. And, I just kind of go on my summer skating, working out. And when the time is to sign, he'll let me know. And, I'm sure Calgary and me will be happy about it.
All right, so when you make the pros and you're a big star, a lot of guys try to give back to the community. You just do just that, but you get to combine your love with golf too. I know you're a big golfer, and now you got your first ever golf tournament that you're hosting coming up actually this weekend. It'll be a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's really excited about it. I went to a private school down in South Jersey, and nowadays the prices are getting so expensive for kids to go to these nice schools and these private schools to try to get the best education, and it's getting expensive. And I knew when I was younger, it wasn't as expensive as now. But I remember a lot of my friends not being able to go to schools like that because of how expensive they are. So I figured, I want these kids to have a special experience like I did going to the school I went to, and just try to raise enough money to help give some kids some scholarship money, and try to make it a little bit easier for their family to attend these schools.
So what is what's the format? You're doing something different? You're drafting some celebs? Who's coming out?
Yeah, I know. I got a few guys coming out. I have John McClare from Philly area, and Kevin Hayes plays with the Rangers, and then Buddy Robinson, he's in the Ottawa Senators farm team. So people get to bid on the celebrity and get to golf with them. So, and then there's a ton of other prizes and bidding options on the website there. So You know, it's going to be a good outcome, I think. And, you know, we're jam-packed with golfers that want to still play. So, you know, it's going to be a good turnout.
Now, you'll probably miss a little bit of the PGA Championship this weekend. Who do you have a rooting interest in? Who's your guy?
Honestly, I like a lot of guys, but I think I just love watching it, you know, hanging out with some of the guys and, you know, sit back on the couch and relax and, you know, just watch golf because, you know, it's a great sport. It's a relaxing sport and, you know, it's a lot of fun.
Did you watch Phil and Stenson go head-to-head a couple weekends ago?
Yeah. I did. That was pretty cool to see that. So you don't get to see that every tour thing.
Johnny Gaudreau joins us on the Andrew Walker Show. Calgary Flames forward in search of a new deal. Flames looking to get back in the playoffs. So it was a not for you personally. I know there was some interesting moments throughout the year, but for the team, I mean, you guys took the NHL by storm 2 years ago, and last year was a step back. Now, you're not alone. Winnipeg found themselves in there. Ottawa found themselves in there. How much of a learning experience was it for you, and what happens in year three?
Yeah, it was, extremely difficult, you know, not making playoffs. I think, every guy, you know, wants to be in the postseason there come late April, and, obviously, we didn't put the season we wanted for our team there, and got some good, picked up some good free agents and signed some pretty good goaltenders, and we have a really good young team, and I'm excited for the future here. There's a lot of young talented players on our team, and last year I think it was just a little hiccup there, but I'm really excited for the future there in Calgary. It's going to be an interesting one.
Are you glad Shea Weber is out of your corner?
Yeah, that'll be nice. I'll have to keep my head up every game I'm playing against Nashville now. So, only get to play him twice now. So, it's going to be a fun season. I'm looking forward to the season to start here pretty soon.
All right, man. Good luck with the golf tournament this weekend. Good luck with those contract talks. Hopefully this gets done sooner than later. I know everyone in Calgary will be happy about it.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you.